Welcome back to the Passive Income Pathway, the podcast that hands you the map to financial freedom, one episode at a time. I'm Jane, a lawyer from the financial industry who spent years navigating how big businesses maximize their profits, and now I'm here to help you do the same.
And I'm Alec, a fintech developer who spent most of his career building systems that banks and businesses use to pull you in. But today, we're flipping the script. I'm here to show you how to make those systems work for you.
And together, we're your guides on the journey to passive income success. Now, Alec, before we get into today's episode, you've been busy this week, right?
Busy is an understatement. Donald Trump's new tariffs have been shaking up the financial markets, and guess who got stuck explaining to a bunch of panicked fintech companies what it all means for banking and consumer spending?
Sounds intense. So, what's your take? Good news or bad news for the average person trying to build passive income?
Honestly, a bit of both. These tariffs will likely increase costs in some sectors, but for smart investors who know how to pivot, there's a lot of opportunity to find gaps in the market and capitalize on them.
That's exactly what I've been thinking. I've had a crazy week too. My sister's in town and has been staying with me all week. And while it's been lovely, it's chaotic. She works in investor relations, and it seems everyone has been trying to navigate this stuff. But the silver lining, all this uncertainty has me thinking, it's the perfect time to diversify your income streams. And that brings us to today's episode, Choosing the Right Passive Income Strategy for 2025. So let's start with the good news. There are some big opportunities in passive income right now, especially for 2025. Alec, what's your top pick?
For me, it's digital products and templates. And when I say digital products, I mean things that people can download and use right away. Imagine selling a checklist, a planner, or a budgeting spreadsheet. Once you've made it, you can sell it over and over again without having to do more work. For example, if you're great at organizing, you could create a monthly budget planner or a meal prep guide in Canva, then sell it on platforms like Etsy or Gumroad. The best part? Once you've uploaded it, the platform handles the sales, and you just watch the money roll in. People are making anywhere from a few hundred to several $1,000 a month doing this. It's all about creating something useful that solves a problem.
I completely agree. And to add to that, subscription models are thriving too. Think of it like Netflix, but for your expertise. You create valuable content once and people pay monthly to access it. I've seen people crushing it with everything from specialized workout plans to exclusive stock photo collections. For example, let's say you're a fitness coach. You could create a weekly workout plan that people pay $5 or $10 a month to access. Or if you're a photographer, you could offer exclusive stock photos or Lightroom presets. Platforms like Patreon and Substack make this super easy. Head over to Google and check them out. Let us know what you think.
Oh, speaking of recurring income, let's talk about affiliate marketing. It's basically getting paid to recommend products you actually believe in. I've seen tech reviewers earning thousands just by sharing their honest opinions about software and gadgets they use daily. Imagine telling a friend about a great book you just read, and the bookstore gives you $5 every time your friend buys it. That's affiliate marketing. Instead of books, though, you can recommend software, tech gadgets, or online courses. Sites like ShareASale and Impact connect you with companies that pay you to promote their stuff. It's simple. You get a special link, you recommend the product, and you earn a commission when someone buys through your link. Top affiliates are earning thousands every month just by recommending things they genuinely like. The key is choosing things that match your audience's interests. Definitely worth checking out those two sites and having a think about what kind of products take your interest, but more importantly, are popular right now.
And the beauty of affiliate marketing is that you can start with literally zero upfront investment. All you need is an audience that trusts your recommendations. I know someone who started by reviewing financial planning tools on social media, and now she's making more from affiliate commissions than her day job.
The key is picking the right products with decent commission rates. Some software companies offer up to 30% recurring commissions, which means if someone signs up for a $100 monthly subscription through your link, you're getting $30 every month they stay subscribed.
Exactly. The real winners in 2025 are focusing on high-value digital assets that solve specific problems. Whether it's templates, subscriptions, or affiliate marketing, it's all about creating systems that work while you sleep.
Now, let's talk about what's not working so well anymore. Some passive income strategies that were golden a few years ago are showing their age in 2025.
Exactly. Let's start with dropshipping. Look, I know everyone's uncle is still posting YouTube videos about making millions dropshipping, but the reality is very different now. The market is absolutely flooded, and profit margins have been squeezed to almost nothing.
And don't forget about the shipping nightmares. With all the global supply chain issues we're seeing, customers aren't willing to wait 3 weeks for their products anymore. They want Amazon-level shipping speeds, which is nearly impossible for most dropshippers to match.
Then there's print-on-demand. Remember when everyone thought they'd get rich selling funny t-shirts?
Oh man, my Instagram feed is still full of those hustle harder and dog mom designs. The problem is, the big players have completely dominated this space. Unless you've got some truly unique designs or a really strong brand presence, you're basically competing with thousands of others selling nearly identical products.
And let's talk about what I call the classic blogger dream. You know, start a blog, throw up some ads, and watch the money roll in. That ship has pretty much sailed.
Google's AI updates have completely changed the game. It's not enough anymore to just pump out content and hope for the best. The days of making serious money from display ads alone are pretty much over unless you're pulling in millions of visitors.
Exactly. And let's be real, who has time to write 3 articles a day just to compete with AI-generated content? The traditional blogging model needs a complete overhaul to be viable in 2025.
The bottom line is, these methods aren't necessarily dead, but they require so much more work and investment now that they're hardly passive anymore.
Now, let's tackle the million-dollar question. How do you actually choose the right passive income strategy for you? Because, let's be honest, what works for your neighbor might be a complete disaster for you.
Absolutely right. I always tell people to start with a simple 3-point framework. First, look at your existing skills. What do you already know how to do well? These are your low-hanging fruit because you won't have to spend months learning something new.
And it's not just about professional skills, right? Sometimes it's those random things we're good at that can become great income streams.
Exactly. Like if you're amazing at organizing your digital files, boom, there's your template business right there. The second point is interests. What actually gets you excited? Because here's the truth. Passive income isn't really passive in the beginning.
Oh my goodness, yes. You need something that'll keep you motivated during those first few months when you're putting in the work, but not seeing much return yet.
And the third point is time availability. Be realistic about how many hours you can dedicate to this. If you've got a full-time job and 3 kids, maybe don't start with something that needs 40 hours a week of setup time.
Let me break this down into some practical recommendations. If you're naturally creative and love making things look beautiful, digital products and templates could be your sweet spot. I'm talking about everything from Pinterest templates to wedding planners.
And if you're more of an analytical person who loves diving into data and research, affiliate marketing or creating investment guidance content might be perfect for you. You can leverage those analytical skills to find the best products to promote or market trends to explain.
For my organized friends out there, you know who you are, the ones with color-coded calendars. Consider creating online courses or membership platforms. Your ability to structure information clearly is exactly what people are looking for.
The key is to start with just one strategy. I see too many people trying to do everything at once, and they end up doing nothing well.
Absolutely. Pick one thing that matches your skills, interests, and available time, then give it your full attention until it's actually generating income. So, a little recap on the sites we've mentioned this week to get those creative juices flowing. For digital products and templates, we like Etsy and Gumroad, very user-friendly and a huge audience. For subscription models, head on over to Patreon and Substack, and Alex's favorite, affiliate marketing, get clicking on Share a Sale and Impact. We're not hustling referral links or anything like that on this show. It really is coming from our experience of what has worked well for us, so you'll have to punch them into Google and away you go. Before we wrap up today's episode, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who tuned into episode 1. The feedback has been absolutely incredible, and we're thrilled to hear how many of you are already taking action on building your passive income streams.
Yes, thank you all. And speaking of taking action, next week's episode is going to be a game changer. We're diving deep into the world of cashback and incentive sites. Trust me, having built some of these systems myself, I've got some insider knowledge that's going to blow your mind about how to maximize these platforms.
I can't wait for that one. The strategies Alex is going to share, let's just say you'll never look at your everyday purchases the same way again.
The best part is, these are strategies anyone can start using immediately with zero upfront investment.
Remember to like, subscribe, and share if you're finding value in these episodes. We read every single comment, so keep that feedback coming. Together, we're building a community of passive income pioneers. So until next week, thanks for listening. Good luck delving into the suggestions on this week's show, and we look forward to seeing you next week for episode 3 of the Passive Income Pathway.